Look at you. Just look at you, your face, you're beautiful. It's like I'm seeing you for the very first time. Your smile. I need to see you smile. Please smile. Just smile. I'm not asking too much. I'm just asking for you to smile. Smile at me, please. I need it. A full smile. Not unexpected, but painful. Insipid. Somehow beautiful. Oh, I have missed you. Although this is not exactly how I pictured our reunion. It's uncomfortable. There's a cold edge. Hence the restraint. I am so sorry. It's just there's so much for me to say, there's so much you need to know, and I couldn't be sure how you would react, so chains. You look delicious. Lickable. Biteable. Sorry. But you do look so different now. The way I see you, it's the difference between one dimension and three. I can sense you, and I can't tell you what that means to me. It's like a gift after so long without you. The gift of being surrounded by you. Your scent. And it affects me. I can feel my hunger grow. Don't. Please don't. Please don't flinch. Don't draw away. This is not how I pictured our reunion. Not at all. But such are our circumstances. As different as you look to me, what do I look like to you? Dead. Pale. A ghost, perhaps. Could a ghost touch you like this? Oh, darling. Your cheeks are wet with tears. Yeah, let me kiss them away. Yes, my kiss is cold. You fought me dead. I know you did. The way I disappeared without a trace. The way no one could find me. The police, the FBI. I know you held out for as long as you could. I know you insisted that they keep looking. You were so certain that I was still there. But there came a point where you just couldn't go on. You needed to grieve. So they declared me dead. It was so difficult for you. You didn't even go to the funeral. The gravestone, though, that was quite the disappointment. So small, so nondescript. No mention of our love. Just a name, date of birth, date of supposed death, and weeds. I was hurt. Maybe that makes me vain, shallow. But I wanted some kind of testament to our love. After all, you fought me dead. But I realize you couldn't. It was too difficult. It was too real. War. Although you accepted my death, you still felt my presence. My shadow cast over your death. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry you had to be without me. I'm so sorry that you spent your days alone and your nights unwatched. How lonely you must have been. How your heart must have ached. Did you look for me at windows? When you were walking down the street, did you glance behind you, hoping to see my face? In crowds, did you wait for my touch? Must have been excruciating just being alone. And you haven't been alone in so long. I've always been there. Watching, waiting, loving you. Learning everything about you, absorbing, focusing, making you my world. And suddenly you were bereft. Must have been jarring. It must have been so painful. And I'm so sorry. I never. I find myself suddenly overcome with emotion. Cold, dark fury. I never meant for any of that to happen. I need you to know that. This, what I've become, it was never. It's not what I wanted. I didn't want this existence. The only thing I've ever wanted is and I was so close to having you. That night. That very night, I was going to rescue you. We were going to run away together. It was going to be Perfect.
But he had other plans. Just thinking of him makes my rage intensify and my blood rush. Rush in a way that is very mortal. It's kind of ironic, you see, darling. Just as I watched you, followed you, adored you, he was watching me, stalking me, just the thought of him, the thought of his eyes being on me. Horrific. The thought of being stalked and hunted. What must that be like? How could I be so unaware? Surely if you're being stalked, followed, if someone's obsessed with you, you would feel it. Surely you would live in fear. You would always be looking over your shoulder. Always glancing into the night, trying to see them. But I didn't know. Perhaps it was because I was focused on you. Loving you. Memorizing your life. Your routine. Learning everything that you like, so our life together could be perfect. Life is strange, but the path of true love never did run smooth. But I have wondered that night. I was prepared. I was ready. My past was left in dust. In the van, there was everything we needed for our new life. Things to make the transition easier for you. Sweet dreams. And then when you woke up, it would have been a fantasy. A fairy tale, but we never got that far. I was outside your house, waiting for your light to go out. It was so strange because it was late. You never stayed up that late. I remember I was perplexed. Staring up at your window, willing for you to come and look down at me. And then suddenly it was dark. I didn't see it coming. I didn't know what his plans were for me. I didn't know what he was going to do. And I awoke in a room. Not unlike this one. I was chained, trapped, confined, and I was scared. And he just looked at me. He looked at me with these dark animal eyes that were somehow dead. And He spoke to me. He was sick. There was something wrong. He wasn't all there. He spoke about spending eternity together. dancing in the darkness. And then he smiled and I saw his fangs. Just thinking about it. Oh, I feel uncomfortable. Disquiet. Oh, wrecks my skin like nails. Makes me feel hunted, like prey. That's how I felt in that moment. He reveal. This is difficult to talk about. But I need you to know. I need you to know that it wasn't my choice to leave you. He revealed that he was in love with me. Although he had no idea what love, what to call it love is nothing but an insult, because it wasn't love, it was some obsession, some infatuation, some dark addiction that just was warped and twisted and wrong. He spoke about how he saw in me something of the night. The way I hunted, the way I stalked. He was twisted. I come to realize now that he saw my love for you and he wanted something like that for himself. At the time, I was angry, insulted, but I can understand now. I can understand why he would go to such lengths. Because I would do anything for you. I would never let you walk alone. You will always hear my footsteps, always feel my breath on your. You will always know I'm there. I promise you that. I didn't know what he planned to do. I thought he was crazy. I thought he was insane. I thought he was human. But those dead eyes. Dead. A vampire. But he was no myth. And those teeth, those fangs, they were far too real. And he plunged them into my neck. It was as if my blood had turned gold, frozen, and it was agony. Then there was a slow turn, and the agony became blood, and then it didn't hurt. And then I began to feel his emotions. I didn't know it then, but it was his blood. He had drained me. I don't know how long it took, but I was so close to death. drawing my last. But he slashed its wrist. And gave me his blood. And in giving me his blood, he gave me his obsession, his infatuation. And I, yeah, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I fell in love with him. What he thought was love. This all-consuming need to be with him, to know him, to just consume him. And for months, we danced in the moonlight, and I was happy. I was ecstatic. I reveled in him. Reveled in his touch, his kiss, the way he said my name. You weren't even a memory. You were nothing. And that, oh, that must break your heart. Oh, you're crying. I know it hurts, but I have to tell you. I have to explain where I was, why I wasn't there with you, why you were alone. Why you were able to live this life of loneliness, independent of me, of our love, of, I didn't think of you. I didn't wonder where you were. I didn't look for you. I didn't find you. Because he didn't matter, he was everything. And then, we were hunted. Vampire hunters. Oh, it seems so ridiculous, so fantastical. I've learned that the night is, oh, darling, in the dark, there is so much that you do not know yet. We ran. They caught me. They went. They made to kill me. Stake to the heart. I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. Knowing that I was thinking of someone else, that I betrayed you, betrayed our love. That while you were walking alone, I was walking the night hand in hand with a monster. I know that this is painful. And I am so sorry. Oh, you flinch away from my touch. The hunters, they were going to dispatch me in the traditional method. But he saved me. And the stake plunged into his chest. And what happened next is indistinct. Everything went red, and I was so angry. I was filled with rage, and when I came back to myself. There was only blood and bodies. And him. In books and movies, when a vampire is staked, I don't even know if that's what it's called, they turn to dust. They burst into flames, but in reality, they linger. And as they fade, those who they have embraced come back to themselves. The taint of their blood fades and emotions become true and clear again. When he finally stopped, when I beheaded him, just to make it end, stop hearing him say I love you and make my flesh just burn with hatred. I realized what I'd done. That I had left you, that I had been manipulated, brainwashed, diverted, polluted, just and I watched you. Oh, it was so difficult. Not knowing how you spent your days, I could only share your nights. You don't have insomnia anymore. You don't toss and turn. You sleep soundly. Because you dream of me. I'm sorry that I left you alone for so long. I'm sorry it took me this long to come for you. But I had to be careful. I had to be deliberate because it can't be like last time. We can't. That life that we had. We can't have that. And the future I had planned. It was stolen from us. But we can have a new future. When I was termed, when I was embraced, I was turned. The madness in his mind infected me and I lost myself. But when I turn you, when we embrace, when I give you my blood, that won't happen. Because we're in love. He was a stalker. He was sick. He was obsessed. And in his blood, it was there. And it infected me. I was intoxicated, polluted. I was turned. But when I turn you, darling, when I turn you, it will just be love. It will be our love, this all-consuming need, this hunger, this joy. And we'll have the night. and we'll love each other. Dance in the moonlight, we will revel, we will. We will live. We will love, we will. Be together. I know. I wish I could give you time. I wish I could make it easier for you. But the pain is necessary. This will hurt. Soon we'll be together. And our love will flow. Blood to blood. You will be embraced. You will be turned and you will be mine. Oh, you'll be mine. Take a deep breath and...
No, it hurts. Don't struggle. Makes it worse. Don't scream, please. My voice, oh, it's like music. The pain is such. I can't scream. Just suffer. Slow agony, but soon. Love eternal. Love your blood. Fear. Don't be afraid. We're together now. We're together and we will never be apart. So much blood.